Lake Hamilton Superintendent Steve Anderson told members of the Joint Judiciary Committee that in addition to two full-time armed security officers, his district has had several staff members, including himself, who have quick access to firearms if the need arises.
We are not law enforcement officers, and we realize that. We're not a SWAT team. We're not Navy SEALs. We're not John Waynes or Rambos, but we're a long way from Barney Fife also.
He said it's the unfortunate reality after a string of school shootings nationwide.
I've heard critics that have made the contention that you're a public school, you shouldn't have guns there. I totally agree. We shouldn't. But the times that we live in have required us to do things a lot differently.
Anderson said the program has been in place for 20 years in Lake Hamilton schools, and they've never had any problems. None of those involved are teachers, but school staff trained to respond if someone comes into a school with a weapon.
While others are taking care of their children, whether they're in a lockdown situation or they're evacuating the building, they're going to take care of their kids. But there's a few of us that instead of running away from the threat, will run toward it. I just feel like we need the tools required to protect our kids, to protect our staff, and to protect ourselves.
But after a recent opinion from Attorney General Dustin McDaniel, a state panel suspended licenses issued under a little-known law that allowed school staff to be licensed as private security guards. Clarksville Superintendent David Hopkins told lawmakers he disagreed with that.
If someone is coming in to hurt my kids, I want to be able to do something rather than ball up and get in the fetal position in the corner. I want to fight. I want to fight for my kids. And if that means me being a little bit uncomfortable by having to carry a gun from day to day, I'll accept that.
His district has trained 22 teachers and staff members. But Brenda Robinson, president of the Arkansas Education Association, argued against having teachers with guns in the classroom, though she acknowledged there are vulnerabilities.
I taught in middle school last year, and we have three little slots. And I always said, well, someone can always take us out in the C building because we're right there by ourselves. Anything can happen at any day, at any given moment. And I know we have to be there to protect our children, but arming educators, I don't think, is the best plan. And I'm not saying taking away any district's authority of having any plan, secure plan, safety plan. I'm all for that. But I just don't think that arming educators is the best solution.
In 2 weeks, the Arkansas Board of Private Investigators and private security agencies will hear an appeal of its decision involving 13 districts. State Senator Jeremy Hutchinson said the legislature is considering making changes to state law, possibly during next year's fiscal session.
I think a lot's going to depend on what the board does when they come back up for the September meeting as to whether or not they revoke those licenses or reinstate them. If they reinstate them, it may not be as urgent issue because there at least will be some mechanism by which they can have armed personnel.
Hutchinson, a Republican from Benton, said he wants each school board to make up its own mind and create a program with input from parents. He said lawmakers are also considering steps to keep the names of school personnel involved a secret.
We already have exemptions, FOI, for all sorts of security reasons, and I can't think of any reason why that wouldn't be included. You don't want somebody planning an attack to be able to send an FOI request and find out exactly Mrs. Smith in room 304 is armed, and you know the principal, I need to take him out first.
Depending on what happens in the weeks ahead, Hutchinson said additional legislative hearings may be held. Michael Heplin, KUAR News.